The United States is enjoying a strong economy with a low unemployment rate, but there's low and there's really, really low. NPR's Jim Zeroli recently visited a city in Iowa where the job market is so tight that workers pretty much have their pick of jobs, and they're seeing wages rise as a result. He prepared this report as part of NPR's series on the full employment economy.
Two orders of cheese balls and then...
Hickory Park in Ames, Iowa is a sprawling family-style restaurant with a nostalgia theme. There's an old-fashioned soda fountain and jars of what used to be called penny candy out front. I went in there because of a help wanted sign on the highway outside. Manager Elizabeth Kopetsky told me these days Hickory Park is always looking for workers.
That sign, we have never hung a sign out in front of our building ever.
That sign says help wanted all positions, and you're saying that's been there for a little while.
2 years. It used to be just kitchen, but now it's like all positions.
Welcome to Ames. It's a small city surrounded by farm fields, and it happens to have the country's hottest job market. Economist Peter Erasm says the unemployment rate is almost unprecedented.
1.5% in Ames. They actually reported 0.9% at one time, and I don't even know what that means.
Erasm says the job market is strong here, in part because Iowa State, where he teaches, is located here. Because of Iowa State, some tech companies have set up shop here, and there's a big Federal Energy Department lab that's generated jobs.
We refer to this part of Iowa as the Silicon Prairie.
Emily Forrester is Human Resources Director at Workiva, a software company started by a couple of Iowa State PhDs. Ames doesn't typically attract a lot of tech workers, and Workiva offers Silicon Valley-style perks to find employees.
We provide gourmet lunches to everyone in our Ames headquarters office for $5 a day.
Workiva offers flex time, generous family leave. You can bring your dog to work. Places such as Workiva pay really well for the Midwest, and that's filtered through the economy of Ames as a whole. Healthcare and service workers are in huge demand. I found Tanisha Cortez working at a restaurant. She's an assistant manager and wears a lot of different hats. Cortez went looking for a job last November. She answered about a half dozen ads. Every single place offered her a job.
I think you could find a job very fast here because I put in applications for actually a few places and they all got in contact with me.
And the job she took paid $2,000 a year more than her old one. That's typical. Wages are rising in Ames faster than the rest of the state. That's great for workers and not so great for employers. At Hickory Park, Elizabeth Kopetsky is getting ready for the dinner hour. She darts around the restaurant floor checking schedules and running the cash register. Kopetsky has been at Hickory Park for 40 years. She says it was once easy to find workers in Ames. You just posted something on the university job board.
Before, we never ever had to even barely advertise for staff, and you had applicants, stacks and stacks of applicants to go through, and you had to choose which ones out of great applicants because you didn't need a whole lot.
These days, the restaurant hires just about anyone who walks in the door. It doesn't even have time to check their references. And still, there aren't enough workers. She used to hire 8 or 10 hosts to greet patrons. These days, she's getting by with 4, even though the restaurant is really busy. Everyone has to multitask. And Kopetsky says all of Hickory Park's competitors are in the same boat.
We last year had a call from a restaurant down the street asking if we had any extra staff that they could share. That's how bad it's getting.
And what did you tell them?
We didn't have enough for ourselves.
There's another reason why it's so hard to find workers in Ames. Economist Peter Erasm says the local population hasn't grown a lot over the years. With its brutal winters, Iowa doesn't attract a lot of outsiders.
It's hard to get people just to show up in Iowa, right? I mean, you know, unless their planes have been diverted.
For years, Ames was actually losing young people. So when the economy grows like it is now, there aren't enough workers. Employers in Ames typically try to lure people by playing up the quality of life. Erasm says the nearest Major League Baseball team is 4 hours away. But the schools are good, there's little traffic, and Workiva's Emily Forrester says, just look at that cost of living.
Here, you could buy a home for $250,000 very easily. What would that get you in the Bay Area, for example?
But Peter Erasm says Ames, like the state as a whole, has to work harder to attract people.
for Iowa to continue to expand, it has to be able to bring in people from other places, whether it's people who are new arrivals to the United States or new arrivals from Illinois.
Erasm says Ames is starting to attract a lot of workers from rural Iowa, but there's probably a limit to how many people can be lured to Ames right now. That's because unemployment is almost as low all over the Midwest and in much of the country as well. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.